Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and PJ with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a South Brisbane man has been charged by police over an alleged arson attack which destroyed a home yesterday morning. The 42-year-old man, who remains unidentified, was charged with 4 counts of arson after allegedly setting fire to a nearby garden bed, with the blaze leaving the home completely gutted. The occupants, a 23-year-old and 2 22-year-olds, escaped the fire without injury, while the accused is due to appear before the magistrate's court today.
The bodies of 2 men who drowned at North Queensland's Milla Milla Falls on Tuesday have been identified by police. The pair, aged in their 20s, were identified as international students from India and described as promising. Family and friends of the pair have thanked supporters for their compassion as they continue to mourn, navigating the financial and emotional burden in the wake of the loss. Regarding the incident, Inspector Jason Smith said that one of the men had seen the other struggling to remain afloat, and while attempting to render aid, both were unfortunately unable to resurface.
In national news, digital billboards in Melbourne may be switched off overnight in order to reduce light pollution under a proposal from the City Council. A council commissioned review recommended the curfew, which would see above-ground billboards switched off between midnight and sunrise on weekdays and 1 a.m. on sunrise on Friday to Saturday nights. The curfew would be implemented with the goal of reducing negative health and environmental impacts. Research shows that light pollution can affect the human sleep cycle and circadian rhythms, and according to Dr. Catherine Dafford from Macquarie University, light pollution can also negatively affect animal life.
Disturbing footage has been revealed which sheds light on the conditions in which children in police watch houses are experiencing. With the Queensland Government suspending their Human Rights Act, it has allowed for the prolonged detainment of children, many of whom are disabled. The children's guardians have given permission to release the footage, which exposes the abuse in these watch houses, typically intended to hold violent adult offenders for short periods. Children's advocates believe removing the principle of detention as a last resort from the Youth Justice Act could force children into an already overpopulated youth justice system.
In international news, the Laotian government has been left facing economic crisis, competing with growing inflation and international debt. The country, which has been undertaking major infrastructure projects, has accrued nearly $11 million in global debt. As the country wrestles with the looming catastrophe, both debtors and Laotian citizens have been left in the dark, as growing debt repayments have seen government funds redirected from education and welfare. Dr. Kieran Sims, a developmental studies lecturer from James Cook University, says that Laos's unsustainable lending has seen the cost of consumer goods doubled, leaving food and medicine inaccessible for many.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 20, and the fire danger is moderate, with the UV index expected to reach 3 in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.